Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 276 for Friday, February 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Friday, following the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values were mostly lower. The January 2016 contract, the only slight gains. The market ranged from 30 cents higher to $3.50 lower. Most active May contract, $1.80 lower at $466.10 per ton. Further downward pressure came from the weaker tone in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. Routine farmer selling and profit-taking following recent advances also weighed on the market. However, a softer tone in the Canadian currency limited the declines as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Steady commercial demand was also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly in the red on Friday. Soybean futures were softer, anywhere from 5 to 9 cents lower. May was down 8.5 cents at $10.02¾ per bushel. Profit-taking following recent gains undermined values, as did ideas that global supplies of the commodity remain very large. Further downward pressure came from the advancing South American soybean harvest. A lack of fresh demand news, as China is on the sidelines during the Lunar New Year, was also bearish, though weekly export sales data came in at the higher end of expectations. Corn futures were weaker in Chicago, taking some direction from the sell-off seen in wheat. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, May down 4.5 cents at $3.93¼ a bushel. Profit-taking on Thursday's gains and strength in the U.S. dollar index also undermined values. However, positive weekly export sales data, totaling more than 1 million tons, helped to limit the downside. Wheat values were down sharply, prices anywhere from 9 to 18 cents lower. May was down 13¼ cents at $5.06¼ bushel. A continued lack of fresh export demand, strength in the U.S. dollar index, and the large global supply situation were all weighing on wheat prices. The USDA's weekly export sales data showed sales were down by 35% compared to the week prior. However, sentiment that the market is oversold helped to limit the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.